Riders, Peggy in Paradise, podcast number 116, on November 30th, 2015. Changing the world, one ass at a time. Okay, so sale alert, in case you want to pause the podcast and do a little shopping. It is Cyber Monday, and at enticeme.com, here is what's happening there. For the remainder of the day, up until midnight Pacific time, for every $100 spent, you will receive a gift certificate for $40, and you get free shipping. So if there's anything that you've been kind of jonesing for, now would be the time. Every $100 spent, you get a free shipping and a $40 gift certificate. So that's quite the deal, and it applies to anything you want to buy. Go over there and shop if that's what's happening in your life. Okay, let's get on with the podcast. The first message I have, I'm embarrassed to say, is from a message back in July of 2014. And it was actually a message sent to me on FetLife. Ruby, long time no talk. My wife and I attended your class almost a year ago. Well, she finally got up the gumption and tried out pegging for the first time. It felt great for me, but she said she had no sensation at all. We were using the Fieldo Slim. Do you have any advice on her getting enjoyment from it? Thanks. First of all, lovely word, gumption. I'm kind of a word slut, and I love it when people use words that are not commonly used. Excellent word there, gumption. So my first thing that I would be curious about would be, does your wife normally get G-spot stimulation pleasure? Or is she a woman who only gets clitoral stimulation pleasure? Or she could be a woman who gets pleasure out of both. So sometimes the pressure from the Fieldo is not enough on the G-spot to really send a woman to the moon. Sometimes she needs more firm pressure than that. And it's not the kind of pressure that she's used to if she's a woman who loves G-spot stimulation. So that's one thing. Another thing is you didn't really mention whether you got a Fieldo with a vibe. So I'm not sure if we are talking about vibrations here or not, because there's different models. One has an insertable little bullet vibe meant for clitoral stimulation, and the other doesn't. So the next thing I want to mention regarding that vibe is that this is not the best placed vibe in a double-ended dildo. There's been a fair amount of reviews that say not only the strength of the vibe, and they include a little cheap bullet vibe with it, but also the placement in terms of how close is that bullet vibe to her clit when you turn it on and how much silicone of the toy is between the two. So this is where the reviews get a little critical and say that pretty much for a woman who needs a fair amount of clitoral stimulation, that the vibe in a Fieldo is pretty worthless. I would have to agree. I think the very best combination is the Fuse Tango with a WeVibe Tango bullet vibe. So an option to kick that thing up a little bit would be to get a WeVibe Tango bullet vibe, which is like the strongest bullet vibe known to women and men, and try that out. If it's a matter of she's not getting enough clitoral stimulation, if you have the vibe model. So let's see. Another possibility would be you can use a harness that has an option to put something in her ass if she is a woman who gets pleasure from anal stimulation. There are little leather things that slide on to two strap harnesses. You don't mention what kind of harness you have. In fact, you don't mention that you do have a harness. So let me back up for just one moment and say, if you don't have a harness, you really need to get one. But probably because you went to my class, you definitely have a harness. I'm going to assume that. So if you have a two-strap harness, there's this beautiful little leather thing that you can get from Aslan Leather, and it's called the Double Up Cuff. It comes by itself. You can get that at enticeme.com, and it's only $14, and it's pretty slick. It slides right on to those two straps, goes underneath her lady parts and holds in something to put in her ass, be it a dildo or something vibrating, like a butt plug. So, another option I'm going to recommend is to check out the, if she's not a woman who enjoys G-spot stimulation, and mainly is really tuned in and turned on by clitoral stimulation, then one of the options I would recommend is a Fuse single dildo, because the way that those dildos are made, the base of them, is this lovely and very different shaped sort of teardrop, like a three-dimensional teardrop is what it reminds me of. And what it does is it nestles beautifully right between the vaginal lips. And Fuse does an excellent job of their placement for the vibes. And every dildo that they sell, be it the doubles or the singles, has that option for vibration. I don't believe that they even include a bullet vibe with it, because they totally agree that those cheap little bullet vibes are ridiculous. It's just a waste of money to buy them. Not only are the batteries expensive to change out, but they fail, they break, they're not very strong. The cool thing about the Wii Vibe Tango bullet vibe is that it's rechargeable, it's waterproof, no batteries to change. It has about 8 different power and vibe pattern settings. So, yeah, it's one of my very, very favorite toys. Anytime there's something where a bullet vibe slips in, that would be the thing to use. It is a little bit longer than a normal bullet vibe, but that doesn't get in the way with a double-ended dildo, and it does not get in the way either with the single dildos that Fuse sells. So try out those options. And mainly I'm putting this up here with a big apology, because hopefully you guys are just pegging your brains out with each other and having a lovely time at it and happily pegging away. Because it's been so long since I answered this. I know that I sent you a message, sir, saying that I was going to put it on podcast number 99, but you know what? I've been doing my homework and checking up on all of my old emails, and I did not include it there. What happens sometimes when I record podcasts is that I put a whole bunch of stuff on the document for my notes, and then I get up to the hour point, and I really don't have anywhere to go, because a little bit past an hour is as far as I can go. That's as big of a file as I can upload to the WordPress blog system. So there you have it. I am so sorry this fell through the cracks, and hopefully you will get some information here somewhere that will help you out, because there are a number of different ways to get off when you are doing the pegging thing from the woman's point of view. And I hope some of these give you some ideas, or that you have already figured it all out. Thanks for sending me that message and asking the question. And please relay my congratulations to your wife for getting up that gumption. That can be a difficult step to take. And if for whatever reason she has not continued to explore, let this be another little push in that direction for you two to have some fun with pegging. Thanks for writing in. Okay, next letter. This is a story of a woman who is so confused about what she wants that it's making it hard on the marriage. I am 26 years old and have been with my husband for 10 years now with 2 great kids. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and he works out of state, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks home. He first told me about his fantasy 5 years ago. I was a little uneasy about it, but loved him so much I couldn't say no. Besides, what woman doesn't fantasize about taking her man that way? The first time was scary and nerve-wracking, as most first times are. I was so focused on doing the motions right that I forgot to ask how it was feeling for him. Lesson learned. After I had gotten the unfamiliar motions down, I realized how much I enjoyed it. I had never been that turned on in my life, and I loved how I had him melting and begging for more. So on and off for the last 5 years has made him think outside the box, if you will. He was leaning a lot towards threesomes with other men, and my mistake was that I agreed, but I really didn't want to. I couldn't stand the thought of another man touching me or him. And then I realized that he was craving and needing more, but I just didn't know how to give it to him. We finally had a huge talk that led us to agree that threesomes were out of the picture. Then he started exploring the dom side of things, and although it sounds fun and exciting, I just really don't have it in me. I can't let myself dominate him the way he wants to. The cross-dressing, although I don't mind the occasional pink thong, the crazy dirty talk he wants me to do, I just can't. That's not who I am. With all of this pressure, I feel it makes me want to hide. It steers me away from pegging completely. And then when I'm really into it, teasing him and rimming him, he gets upset if I don't do it every day. He thinks I don't care about his needs or wants like he does mine. Because I don't go above and beyond the line of duty, but in all honesty, I just want to pace it. And on the nights we do, I make it real special for him. I want him to appreciate it, not dwell on it, because it may be a few more weeks until it happens again. I have hit rock bottom and I don't know who else to turn to. He loves your side. It gives him a place to enjoy and realize he's not weird, he's not a freak, and he's not gay. Please, any advice you could give me would help me so much. Thank you for your time in reading this. Sincerely, the very loving but yet very confused wife. Okay, wow, I feel for you. Goodness. Let me address a few things in your letter one by one. The first would be, you do mention he's 2 weeks on and 2 weeks home. So there are every other 2 weeks, he's home for 2 weeks and then he's gone for 2 weeks. I get it. So that's one thing to take into consideration, because regarding the frequency with which you do the pegging, one of the things I'm going to recommend right off the bat is that you talk about making a schedule. I have suggested this many times for other couples, and the reason that I suggest it is because it takes away that push-pull of every time you get in bed, he wants it, and you are wanting something else. So if it's scheduled, and this has to be a schedule that you and he both agree on, you sit down, you hammer it out, and you compromise. And don't just compromise from your end of things. Make sure that he is compromising as well. So when you come to an agreement and make a schedule, then when you get into bed at night, you can relax because you know that he's not going to be hitting you up to fuck him. And he can relax because he knows when the next time is that he's going to get pegged. So that would be the first thing that I would recommend. The thing that gives me a lot of hope here and really made me smile was these two sentences. I had never been that turned on in my life, and I loved how I had him melting and begging for more. So you are a woman who loves pegging. I get that, because women who don't love it don't write like that. So this seems like kind of a small hiccup where you two just need to do some really serious communication about this whole situation. And not just communication in terms of telling the other person how you feel from your side of things, but listening to the other person. Because you have this lovely thing that you found out how to do, and it seems sad and a little silly that the lovely thing that you found out that you like to do together is actually the cause of what is making things difficult. I mean, there are some other factors, and so let's talk about those too. So him thinking that he wanted to do threesomes with other men. You know, sometimes this happens because when a man realizes that he enjoys prostate stimulation, if there was a part of him that was bi-curious at all, a lot of times men who have bi-curious sides completely submerge those sides because it's so taboo, because society judges it, and especially if they're married, that is a really difficult thing to deal with for some couples. So it's possible that even if he had those thoughts, they were way deep down, he just pushed them away, and that was fine. And sometimes, yes, pegging can sort of open that can of worms, if you will, or open up the basket of flowers, because it doesn't have to be a bad thing. But it is something that could be unexpected. So it's not a matter of he'd been hiding it this whole time. Like you saw, you thought that, oh, you know, he's now thinking outside of the box because we're doing something different with the pegging. So yes, your mistake was definitely that you agreed when you really didn't want to. One of the most important things when communicating with your partner is if you want to say no, you have to say no, and here's why. When you communicate with someone and you don't allow them to trust your no, in other words, if you do something like you did and you agreed but you really didn't want to, well, he can't trust your no. And when you can't trust someone's no to say no when they don't want to do something, then how can you trust their yes? You see what I mean? Because if you're thinking, Well, they said yes, but, you know, I don't know if they really mean it because I can't trust their no's. So you have to be able to say that no. You have to. And I'm so, so glad that you finally had the big talk that led you to agree that threesomes were out of the picture. So now let's talk about these other factors, about exploring the dom side of things. Okay, so there's a lot of different ways to be dominant. You didn't really describe in detail about what he wants you to do other than, let's see, crazy dirty talk. And cross-dressing is an added thing that certainly doesn't have to be the, you know, included in the whole dominant thing. It sounds like one more factor that he's interested in exploring. First, let's talk about the dominance thing. When I first realized I had a dominant part of me, it took me a while to figure out how to express that. At first, it was very, very awkward. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I knew that when I read things about women being dominant, that it was a turn on. I didn't know how to express that myself, and it did not feel at all natural. So I don't know if you have a dominant part inside you. And, you know, it gets a little complicated because everybody defines dominance in a different way and has a different vision of what it looks like. Clearly, your husband has his vision of what it looks like, and you're not really down with that, with the way he's described he wants you to be. Again, there needs to be a compromise here, and if you can sit down and try and be really, really clear about exactly what he wants you to be like and things he wants you to say. And it does sound like he wants you to do dirty talk, but I'm not sure if you've actually sat down and exchanged really precise things. You know what I like to do? I like to sit down and say, so when you are fantasizing about a scenario and you are masturbating and you're going to get off on this, what exactly happens? What goes through your mind? What do I say? What do I do? Because this gives you so much really, really good information. Now, you are certainly not obligated to take that fantasy and make it reality 100%, you know, straight down the line. If it appeals to you, if it coincides with what you want, then awesome. But if it doesn't, again, that's when the negotiations start, and that's where you can start thinking about other ways to do it that involve compromise, ways that you're comfortable with that still give him enough satisfaction of experiencing that kind of dominance. For example, you could tie him up and put headphones on him, okay? Playing sexy music so that he couldn't hear what you had to say. You could kind of turn it around on him and do your own brand of dominance, whatever feels good to you. When people want to be dominated a certain way, in the BDSM world, sometimes that's called topping from the bottom. It's sort of like, okay, I want you to dominate me and do these things to me, but this is exactly how I want you to do it. Well, how about if you get to decide how it's done? How about if you turn a few things around? And I'm just going to throw out ideas here. So please feel free to throw any of these in the trash if they don't feel right. If some of them intrigue you or give you pause in a good way, then think about it. Think about trying them out. Okay, here's a suggestion that I would give you. Turn the dirty talk thing around on him. So in other words, you've got him, you are fucking him, or you're playing with his ass doing foreplay, and ask him, tell me how much you want me to fuck you. Tell me what it feels like. Tell me why you love getting your ass fucked so much. Tell me how much you love this. Make him say it, okay? As opposed to you doing the dirty talk. Turn it around and have him do it. That's one idea. Another idea is to all of a sudden take control and say, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to fuck you on Wednesday, but you can't come for 2 days beforehand. Now, use however many days you want beforehand. I don't know the level of his sexuality and how often he jerks off and things like that. But especially it might be kind of cool, like him coming home from out of town and you know he's going to be there because it's the 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off schedule thing. And so for 3 days before, you're texting and say, you can't come yet. You know, you're going to come when I fucking let you come, okay? So you can do that, and it can all be done. You know, I just put a little attitude in my voice when I said that. You don't have to do that. You can be very quiet and very sure of yourself and very clear. No, you don't get to come tonight. No. In fact, you don't get to come for 3 days. You don't get to come until I allow you to. Do you understand? So your voice can be nice and sweet, but you can leave no question that you are the one that's in charge and you're telling him what to do. And that if he wants you to be dominant, he needs you to allow you to find your way of being dominant. So that's another option. If he has a period of forced abstinence before you peg him, it will be much more likely as well that he has a hands-free orgasm. I don't know if he has those or not. You don't mention that. But it can be much more enjoyable for him if he has a period of abstinence before you fuck him. So let's talk about toys. He wants it more. You want it to be special every once in a while. One of the obvious compromises here I see is that he should be fucking himself sometimes. The best way to do that is with two different ways. One is a suction cup dildo he can use in the shower. Another one is a double-ended dildo, because actually those doubles, the bulb part that fits inside the woman, makes a really cool handle for fucking yourself if you're a guy, okay? One other toy that I would recommend as well for himself for self-play would be the Enjoy Pure Wand. Not quite as much fucking yourself, because you're the one moving the wand and stuff, but it's a little different than actually having a dildo that you can use. All three of those are options. Now, you can combine what I just mentioned for him for self-play with your dominance. Here's an example. You tell him, take that dildo with you when you go out of town, and on Tuesday night while you're gone, I want you to fuck yourself, and then I want you to text me and tell me what it was like. See, there's all kinds of different dominant types of things that you can do. So try and get creative with it and see if some of those might appeal to him. Or just spring them on him and say, no, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it my way, and here's what I want you to do, and shut up and listen to what I say. So I don't know how much of your personality this might mesh with and this might feel comfortable with, but those are options as well. So lastly, I would suggest, regarding the cross-dressing, one of the things you can do also that will combine it with the dominance. Okay, first of all, let me say that I think I'm kind of like you. I'm the type of woman that really enjoys seeing a man wear beautiful, lacy, feminine underwear, perhaps a garter and stockings, and that's pretty much it. Beyond that, when it gets into the bra territory and the dress and the makeup and the hair, then you become my girlfriend and I'm not sexually attracted to you. So it's the contrast that turns me on. It's that hairy, muscular, male body wearing those feminine things. And once it gets past a certain point where it looks like it's a woman, I'm not interested in women, so I'm not turned on by it. You could take control over that expression a little bit. Here's another idea. You could tell him when to wear panties underneath his normal clothes. You could tell him when to wear panties underneath his normal clothes, like you guys are going out to dinner with the family. Nobody knows but you and him. It's a special thing. It's a turn-on thing. It's a very erotic thing, because he can feel them. You know you're there. You got this special connection, but your family's all there, and it's all cool. It's all fine, because nobody knows. That can be a turn-on. So you could tell him, you get to wear those cross-dressing things when I allow you to. And if you're good and do what I say and don't whine about not getting pegged enough, perhaps I will allow you to wear a few more pieces of clothing at a select time when we have a private evening away without the kids, and hold that as a reward. Now, I don't know how any of this might feel with you hearing it, because perhaps you really just don't have a whole lot of dominance in your personality. But if there's a part of it that sounds interesting to you, and you just sort of feel afraid to step over that line and express it because you don't know how the words are going to come out, you don't feel like you have the confidence to actually do it and have it come out as a dominant woman and sound self-confident and all that, then I encourage you to try. I encourage you to begin experimenting with that and see what happens. Because if any part of you feels like this might be a fun thing to do, then really all it takes is a little practice in developing that part of yourself to see how it works. So last but not least, what I would suggest, if you do this and it doesn't ease up and you don't feel closer and you don't find some compromises and it still feels like a difficult, hard place, then I would suggest getting some counseling. I would suggest finding a very kink-friendly counselor and a sex-positive counselor. I'm going to put a link at the bottom of the blog on the Linkorama, and that will link to one person I know who's a very sex-positive counselor. She does do phone sessions, but she would also probably be able to direct you to a list of other practitioners, perhaps ones in your area, who might be able to help you face-to-face. So that's an option as well. Please don't hesitate to do that if it feels like you guys are stuck, because sometimes it really helps to have someone from the outside taking a look at things and pointing things out that neither of you were aware of when you get stuck like that. And I wish you the very best of luck with this. I think that you guys can work this out, I really do, because it started off so wonderfully. And I think you can get back to that. Sometimes when your sexuality evolves, it is a little difficult to sort of take it all in, and both parties have to be taken into consideration. So good luck with everything, and let us know how it goes. Thanks for writing in. Okay, we heard back from the Marry Me guy. That's what I call him, the Marry Me guy, from podcast 113. This is the man who thought, oh, I just feel like when she pegs me, I feel like one of these days I'm going to propose to her. And you guys heard my theory on that. So here's what he wrote back. Your theory about intimate togetherness is great. However, regular sex is intimate as well, so there must be something more at play here. My theory is that it has to do with surrender and blind trust. I surrender my body to her. She can just take it or give it pleasure, be gentle with it or hurt it. I trust her to do everything with the best of interests for the both of us. Once behind that boundary of total surrender, there is no clear limit anymore. If she has my body, she might as well have me for my entire life. Personally, I think this is a mindset innate to most girls and women who decide to make their love physical and have sex. They surrender in almost blind trust. And in that perspective, marriage becomes so much more appealing to them. I think you can only be a good male lover until you not only realize that, but live it yourself. That is so eloquent and so well written. And it actually, that's exactly what I was trying to convey, but it's much better written because the vulnerability and surrender aspect comes in. And yes, that is something that most men rarely get to experience, is vulnerability and surrender. So it isn't just the intimacy. Thank you for sending that in and elaborating, because it just all makes so much sense. And I love how you talked about how that is something innate to most women. And yes, because women have the vulnerability, they do surrender, they are the ones penetrated, they are sort of giving it all up and having blind trust that someone is going to treat their body well. Most men do not have that experience. Wow. Thanks for that. Let us know if you propose, okay? Please do. Let us know, because that would be an awesome sort of addendum to the story. I appreciate you writing back. Okay, this is a comment on my article, Reassurance for the Ass Men, on my Pegging Paradise website. I would have to say that pegging will always be in our bedroom. At first, she wasn't sure about it, but was interested. I knew then she was going to take my ass, and I loved just the thought of it, and still do. The first time went great, but now it's out of this world. She takes me over, and I just submit to her. She owns me, and she knows it, and I love it. I love seeing her with the strap on, and that look she gives me coming to bed. It's just swinging between her legs. I have never come like I've come while she's drilling my poor ass. Huge, and I mean huge, orgasms. She doesn't even touch my penis, and I just come everywhere. Even while laying on my back, she watches me, and she knows now when I'm about to erupt. She aims my rock-hard member at my face, and I beg her not to do it, but I can't stop her, and I come all over myself, because you can't stop pleasure, no matter how bad you want to. She makes sure I clean up all the mess. Then it's my turn, and she loves being pegged more than I. She's loving this, and I am too. I can't control it. She controls it. Therefore, she controls me. Definitely role reversal. Seeing how it feels being on the penetrated side of things, and not as the penetrator. And I think it's great for us in our relationship. I've always pegged her, and hey, it's only fair, guys. Let her take you on a ride you will never forget. Pegged for life. That's Excellent. I can hear your enthusiasm. Absolutely. And I love that part. I have to do a small correction of your vocabulary. The word pegging is exclusive to the woman strapping it on and doing it, the guy. But I'm, you know, that's just me being the grammar freak because I got to make sure everybody understands. And hopefully my comments curb the misuse of the word. But the most important part is that you guys are having so much fun. You both like getting fucked in the ass, and you're really, really enjoying yourselves. So thank you so much for writing in. That was a delight to read. Okay, this is an email that I got. Ruby, our sex life has been in shambles lately. At the beginning of October, I finally confessed that I wanted her to try pegging with me. It's near the end of November, and while we discussed and listened to podcasts, nothing had happened. And to be honest, our whole house got sick for about 2 weeks, so sexy time was limited to about once a week, which when coupled with my anxiety about revealing this taboo subject to my wife of 19 years, just made me nervous and horny and overall a giant mess. This past weekend, we finally started to feel healthy, our energy levels came back, our kids weren't terrible, and we made love on Sunday night, and again on Monday. That was more of a fucking than lovemaking. Usually 2 nights in a row is about all she can take. Yesterday while at work, I texted her, me, I'd like to make you come with my mouth tonight, her. Awesome, I'd like that. Me, how many times would I have to make you orgasm in order for you to try the silver wand on me? Parentheses, the Enjoy Pure Wand. Her, that would require some thought. Me, think about it. Fortunately, I was pretty busy most of the day, so I didn't have time to dwell and overthink. By the time I got home, she'd decided we'd give it a try. Once the kids were tucked in and quiet, we slipped off to the bedroom, slid into our comfy bed, and kissed, and I went down on her. In years past, I'm usually able to make her come with just my tongue, but lately, I can't quite get her over the edge, so I get her to the point of orgasm, then quickly slide my cock into her. She comes immediately, and it's extremely satisfying to watch her orgasm from the very second I enter her. After a brief rest, I resumed licking and sucking at her tingly lady parts. She was soon on edge again, and I slid a single finger inside her and pushed on her G-spot. In seconds, she was squirming and writhing again. She caught her breath and then said the words I'd been waiting to hear, "Your turn." The whole process was fairly slow and timid. This was a new thing for us, and we went very slowly, stopping several times to reapply lube. But the Enjoy Pure Wand absolutely does the trick for men who wish for prostate stimulation. She started at my side, the wand slowly probing as her expert mouth wrapped around my shaft. At one of the points where we needed more lube, I asked that she step between my legs and stroke my cock while she slid the wand in and out. It gets a little fuzzy from here. Eventually, she'd push the wand in deep enough to really hit my P-spot. It's a heavy toy, so you have to be careful not to let it slip, to stay in control of it at all times. I became aware of how moist the head of my cock felt as the pre-cum slowly oozed out of me. She took her thumb and rubbed it on the underside of the head. I looked into her eyes, and she was enjoying giving me such pleasure. Eventually, my moans increased and her pace quickened. My body clenched as I finally was granted my release, the orgasm I'd been waiting to feel for such a long time. It felt every bit as incredible as I'd hoped for, and more. Unfortunately, at the same time as my orgasm, my left hip seemed to cramp up, so as my body was experiencing waves of pleasure, my body was betraying me at the same time, but it was well worth it. We cleaned up, we cuddled, we talked. I thanked her, kissed her, asked if she enjoyed herself. She did. "Again, someday?" I asked. "Again, someday," she replied, and we drifted off to sleep. Ah, that was beautiful. I really enjoyed that story. And also, for the benefit of the listeners, the title that he put on the subject of this email was, "So Last Night Was Good." Yes, it was, and how wonderful for you both. This is a great example of taking things slow and kind of negotiating and asking for things, and also it's a great example of offering trades. I love that. How many orgasms would I have to give you so that you would consider using that thing on me? That's awesome. So please keep us updated I anticipate playing the music for you soon, it sounds like. And don't hesitate to tell her how much you enjoyed that in whatever language feels best to you. As you look deep into her eyes, you know, drinking wine together on a romantic night away from the kids or something like that, tell her how much you enjoyed that, because it's great for her to know that the fact that she can give you that much pleasure and will do that for you makes you want to do just about anything for her. So yeah, thanks for writing in and let us know how it goes. And now it is pegging celebration time. Okay, the title of this email is called, Oh My God. I have been very interested in pegging for about 2 years. I started by looking into prostate massage on the internet, and it had progressed from there. I bought a jelly dildo to try on myself to see if I would actually enjoy being penetrated. Buying the jelly I did before I found your site and wonderful podcast, and it has since been tossed. Well, I did enjoy the feeling of being penetrated. I have been listening to your podcasts for the past 4 months on my way to and from work. With the hour-plus long commute every day, I have listened to them all. When you talked about the Labor Day sale at Entice Me, I went and took a look. I looked and saw what I wanted. Aslan Minx with a fuse harmony. With my extremely busy work schedule, I totally forgot about the sale. A week later, I went to the link for the sale, and much to my surprise, it was still there. I emailed Tiffany right away asking if those items were still available, and they were. After some back and forth with Tiffany, she asked where I had heard about Entice Me, and I told her, Pegging Paradise Podcast, big fan of Ruby, and hopefully she plays the music for me. Much to my surprise, she responded right away, saying that she was sitting with you right there, and you most certainly would. I still had not told my wife about my desire for her to peg me at the time of my purchase. My wife and I have always been sexually adventurous, so I did not think this would be an issue. We were sitting out on the deck one morning before I went to work, and I was just looking at her. She asked, Why do you have that devilish look on your face? I proceeded to tell her that I had bought us something. When we went into the house, I showed her a picture of the Fuse Harmony and said, This is for us. I then showed her a picture of the Aslan Minx, and I said, This is for you. I had at that point confessed my desire for her to peg me. She asked me why I had not told her sooner about it. I just told her I was embarrassed. She had gotten more excited about pegging than I actually was. She continued to tell me what a waste of time it was because I did not tell her. 2 days later, I got a text message at work. You need to come home now, and come is spelled C-U-M. Special delivery. I had almost an instant erection with a bit of pre-cum. Must I remind you, I was at work. I'm a general foreman on a job and couldn't leave right at that time. I ended up getting out of work a couple hours later. I arrived home and my wife was not there, which gave me a chance to clean out and take a shower. My wife arrived home about an hour after me. She was so giddy. She wasted no time at all. She came out wearing the harness and dildo. My God, was it sexy on her. We kissed and caressed each other for a few minutes, and she asked me if I was ready. I had to tell her about warming it up a bit with some fingers to make things a little easier. She laid on the bed, and I was admiring the beauty of it all, and she lubed up a finger and gently massaged my ass. When she finally inserted a finger, it felt glorious, and was even better when she moved to two fingers. At this point, she took my penis into her mouth. I glanced down at the beautiful dildo between her legs and couldn't help myself, and started sucking on it. This was turning out way better than I expected. After a few minutes, I couldn't contain myself anymore and told her I was ready. The first position we tried was cowboy. I straddled her and slowly lowered myself onto her. I couldn't believe that this was actually happening. When it was all the way in, I paused for a good minute to allow myself to relax. I slowly started moving up and down, and after a couple of minutes, we were going all out. My wife was starting to say that she was going to come. And after another minute, she was having an orgasm. My hat's off to the designers of the harmony, because after 23 years of marriage, I can count on one hand the number of times I have made my wife orgasm during sex. We had switched to the side of the bed after this. I was flat on my back and my legs were on my wife's shoulders. At this point, I was going soft and there were copious amounts of pre-cum coming out. We switched to doggy after that, and that was awesome. To feel my wife's hands on my hips pulling me back into her was almost surreal. We switched to missionary, and after a few minutes, I had her start to stimulate my penis. It didn't take more than 30 seconds, and I had the most mind-bending orgasm ever. I came with so much force, I was screaming, and I normally am fairly quiet. I have been doing nothing but thinking about the next time she is going to peg me. I so love my wife. She would do anything for me, and I would do anything for her. I just wish that I did not wait so long to reveal my fantasy. I knew she would be okay with it, just could not get the words out of my mouth. I'm just hoping that my wife comes to me now with some crazy fantasy she wants to fulfill. I would do anything for her, and I mean anything. Ruby, I want to thank you for opening my eyes to what is so wonderful. Thank you for everything you do to spread the word. Jim, Ruby, you can use my name with this. If anyone I know figures out it is me, they are obviously into the same thing I am because they are listening to your podcast. Happy pegging, Jim. Wow. Yes, the whole, wow, why didn't you tell me sooner? Because I would so have been down with this a long time ago, and didn't we waste a lot of time because you didn't have the courage to tell me? And I don't mean to sound chastising because I understand it really is a lot of courage, and I understand it can feel really embarrassing. It was for me, in my relationships, from the opposite side of the fence, being the pegger. Yeah, it was way embarrassing for me, and I still thought it was something really kind of deviant and weird. Of course, I didn't really have the blessing of having a partner who was really sexually adventurous and open. So that is definitely something you've got going for you. And how fun that she made that, texting you and saying, come home. Okay, and from my listeners, I wanted to mention, you said, yeah, the designers of the Harmony. The Harmony is one of the single dildos that Fuse makes. And this is exactly what I was talking about earlier in the podcast, that it really is quite ergonomically designed. And I am so happy that it worked so well for her. That is awesome. Oh my gosh. Thank you for writing in with that amazing story. And congratulations. Welcome to pegging land. Okay, and so guess what? We have another one. Pegging celebration time. Okay, for this one, bear with me. This is a back and forth conversation between a gentleman and myself. Ruby, I may need some help. Background. I have several family members who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer. I saw my doctor, and he diagnosed me with BPH. BPH, for those of you listening that don't know, is benign prostatic hyperplasia, and it is a swollen prostate. His suggestion was prostate massage. After talking to my wife, she was not super comfortable with the concept. We watched a video, and they suggested using a strap-on. That is what led us to your site. After listening to podcast 102, my wife came away believing that because she is a larger woman, we needed a very long appliance and has since ordered the Tommy Gunn Cyberskin Dual Density. The diameter of this kind of scares me. What do you suggest? Amyl nitrate? I want to enjoy the benefits of the prostate massage, but don't want to be in massive pain. Is there a thinner option? And my response is this. Prostate massage is the best thing for BPH, yes. I would recommend an Aneros device, as they have actual studies showing their devices help reduce or eliminate BPH. Also, an Enjoy Pure Wand is an excellent prostate massager for solo use as well as for couples, and it is great for G-spot stimulation as well. Beyond that, you're not really making sense here, because you don't just start out with a large diameter toy. You must build up to being able to accept that diameter and length. If she really wants to use a toy that big, then back her off and buy something reasonable. Don't try and duplicate the porn movies because they are very unrealistic. Don't try to take a larger toy right from the start because you can cause serious damage. The Tantus Sport Long would work well for you. Amyl nitrate? Hell no. I never recommend drugs with sex, and to use it so that you can skip the stages of opening up to a larger toy, which takes time, is very bad judgment. Get into pegging gradually. Some reading for you both. So I put links to my two articles, Solo Ass Play for Newbies and Couples Ass Play for Newbies. And he wrote back, "Thank you very much. I shared your email with my wife and we had decided to buy the Sport Long. In the meantime, we bought the Sport Cheats Beginner Kit. Your advice has convinced her to start small and go slower. I have been doing solo play for a few weeks now. We tried some toy and plug play last weekend. It was our 15th anniversary. We look forward to enjoying more of your podcasts. Also, thank you so much for the warning about the amyl nitrate. She had mentioned anal, with herself as the passive one, to a gay male coworker. He then advised she go online and that it was the easiest and least painful way to get there. I want no part in anything that will take away from the experience. Any more advice you could give would be greatly appreciated. I will let you know if you can play the music for us by the end of the long weekend. Thank you again." And my response, "Glad to help. Anal penetration should never hurt. If it hurts, you're doing something wrong. The way to avoid pain is to go really slow, with anal-safe toys starting smaller and working up to larger, and to use plenty of lube. And when I say slow, I really mean slow. No drugs that mimic muscle relaxers, no poppers, and no numbing agents in the lube. There's a lot of good information in the articles I linked you to. Have fun." And then he responded, "Well, we did it. We went with simple and straightforward. I prepared in advance with a couple of plugs. My beautiful wife reclined on her back with the legs open, and I slid mine past hers and mounted in the reverse cowboy. It felt odd, not painful, for the first while. I kept it up, and then things started to change. I felt a warming sensation and became hard. Before long, I started leaking cum, and it built into the largest volume orgasm I have ever had. We've decided to schedule Wednesdays as pegging night. We're going to do the same as the last time tonight when she gets back from getting her hair done. By the way, I love the Tanta Sport Long and have used no non-prescribed drugs. However, the Buscopan I'm on is apparently a smooth muscle relaxer. In my self-play, I have discovered that I am a lot more flexible than I had believed. The other night, I decided to do a little play after she fell asleep. I started with the small plug, then, when that went in without any difficulty, I switched to the medium. It also went in without pain or difficulty. After leaving it in for a half hour, I was feeling cocky, pun intended, so I decided to try the largest plug. They are phallic-shaped, and the largest has a width of 1 3/4 inches and a circumference of 5 inches. It took only a little effort and no pain to fit that in. After leaving it in for a while, I said, what the heck, and brought out the cyberskin Tommy gun. I slipped a condom over it and went for it. It took a bit more effort and still never hurt. And after maybe 20 minutes of play, I had it balls deep in me and was working it in and out. I then involuntarily came all over the place. Thanks for introducing us to this form of pleasure. Congratulations on navigating that. That was a really interesting exchange of information with you, sir. First thing, I need to warn you about the cyberskin. It's great that you put a condom over it because cyberskin is one of the materials that was developed to mimic real skin, and it is dual density, which means that it has a more rigid inner core and a softer outer core. But that material, cyberskin, is porous, and it can hold bacteria. So it's great that you put a condom over it because toys made out of this material really will only last you so long. You can cover up the vast majority of it using a condom, but at the same time, there's going to be stuff that's going to get on the bottom of it, like the balls and stuff like that. The porosity is going to make it so that you cannot sterilize it. That's the whole point. So that's the deal about the cyberskin. I love that your doctor suggested prostate massage. I totally love that. There aren't enough doctors that are recommending that nowadays, so you've got a good one. I am very curious about what prostate massage video you watched that recommended pegging. I would love to have you send that information to us because that sounds like something that might be good to recommend to listeners who have the BPH because that's a very cool thing. So please relay that information to me if you would. Interesting that the medication that you're taking is actually a smooth muscle relaxer. That is certainly an added bonus. Your instincts are right that you don't want anything to detract from the sensation of it. That is always the thing that blows my mind when people use something that numbs the area. Well, the whole point is you want to feel what's going on down there. You don't want it to be numb. And to numb something and force it in there so that you don't feel the pain because you're going too fast is just really, really bad, bad, bad. So I'm so glad that you didn't do that. So the Tantus Sport Long has the diameter for a beginner, the diameter that's excellent for a beginner, but it has the length for when you're dealing with larger bodies and you need a longer length to get enough penetration. So that is totally cool that all of that worked for you. So congratulations. I was very happy to play the music for you. And let us know when you have your next checkup how the BPH thing is going. All right, I'm happy for you, sir. Thanks for writing in. Okay, this was a comment left on my double-ended dildos article on my Pegging Paradise website. My wife just used her Fieldo on me for the second time. My bumhole is leaking lube, and she has not been in this good of a mood in a while. I love giving her orgasms this way, while I am left wanting more. I want to get my hole waxed and start wearing panties full time, and I would love it if she placed me in a chastity device. I feel like such a sissy right now. My legs are still quivering, and I can't wait for the next time. This is awesome. This is a perfect example of a different side of things. I love all the different perspectives I get on this website. All you people that write in, there's really something quite exciting about the sissy thing. And also something that turns on a lot of you men out there is the thought of being denied an orgasm while your wife or partner is having theirs. So yes, this sweet little offering was wonderful to find on my website. And so I thought I'd share it with my listeners. Thank you for leaving that comment on my website, sir. Here's another one. This was a comment left on my article, No, He's Not Gay, on my Pegging Paradise website. I love pegging, and I'm totally straight. My wife and I did it once where we both climaxed at the same time. She refuses to do it anymore because she says I am bisexual. I am not attracted to men at all, but I do enjoy she-male porn. I think I could have sex with a she-male if she was attractive. Do you think my wife is right? This is a very interesting little paragraph here. Framed by the picture and the introduction. You're totally straight, but you would have sex with a she-male if she was attractive. So, okay, let's start with, you did it once where you both climaxed at the same time, but she thinks you're bisexual. So I would suggest, actually, that she listen to podcast number 112, because that goes over, amongst many other things, that goes over the whole he must be gay thing or he must be bisexual. And that would be good for her to listen to, but it would also be good to reassure her on a number of other counts that she may not have voiced, but may indeed have fears about regarding things that in her mind are connected to anal stimulation. So let's see, you're not attracted to men at all, but you do enjoy she-male porn. You know, I know men who would, first of all, she-male is not a good word to use. It's a trans woman. I know they call it that in porn, but it's really not PC at all. I know men who, in a minute, would and have had fun with trans women and don't really see that as being gay at all because they're women. They are men who have become women. So that is much, much different than really enjoying a man and really enjoying the muscular, hairy, masculine thing, right? So no, I don't see you as gay. And you know, when I was reading this, it was funny because I love watching gay porn, like men together. And I'm not sure what that makes me. It doesn't make me gay. I don't watch lesbian porn. I watch gay porn, which clearly I can't be a part of either that formula of something I'm watching because it's two men together. But no, I don't think you're gay. I think that your wife needs to have her horizons expanded just a little bit. And I think that podcast number 112 is actually the right thing to do it because it not only will alleviate those fears that she has, hopefully, But it'll really explain to her that this is something that you desire and that your willingness to tell her about it and experiment with her in this was really a big deal. This was a big deal for you to share it and a gift, and this is a way that you two can actually enjoy something and grow close together. I doubt that it's something she absolutely hates if, as you describe, you guys both climaxed at the same time. So see how that works and let me know how it goes. Hopefully you will be pegging away again soon. Okay, this is a message that I received on FetLife. I am a new listener to your podcast in the last 2 weeks. I've been listening to the past episodes and new ones as well. I must say I like your podcast a lot. I listen to them as I am driving on the road all over Washington and Oregon. That being said, I want to tell you about my start into pegging. First off, I am 44 years old and I am a bisexual male. I am married to a woman that I have been with since February of 2001. She has been very supportive of my sexuality and has, and still does, peg me. I never finished high school and my grammar and punctuation may not be the best, but I hope you can get what I'm saying. And yes, if you want to repeat any of this to your followers or podcast listeners, be my guest. I want to start out saying my start into anal play started when I was 13 years old. I can't remember for sure when I started masturbating, but I think it was around 10 years old. At age 13, I did not have many friends in school. I lived on some property with my grandparents in Napa, California. I loved hiking in the hills on the property, and there was a waterfall and a swimming hole that some people would hike into and skinny dip and party sometimes. As a kid, I would sometimes catch them up there while I was hiking. Well, not to get into too much detail about that, I was hiking up there one day when I was 13, and I saw something that made me really curious about anal play. Now, since I did not have many friends in school, and I was teased a lot because of that, I was called a fag and gay and everything else, as you can imagine how some kids can be cruel. That being said, I would wonder, since I never had a girlfriend, if I was truly gay and did not know it, and maybe other people could tell. Anyway, during my 13th year, after seeing what I saw at the swimming hole, I wanted to try putting something in my ass. I started out with a carrot, and having it in there and jerking myself off, I could not believe how good it made me feel. So I upgraded to a cucumber, and that really made me feel good. But after doing that for a bit, I wanted something better. Now I happened to see vibrators and dildos before in a Hustler magazine, advertised for sale. I, however, had no way to get one, so I had to improvise. At age 14, I had already had a woodshop class and had a tiny bit of knowledge about working with wood. I came up with an idea to make a homemade dildo that I could use on myself hands-free without no one ever knowing. I cut an end off a shovel handle about at 12 inches. I sanded it really smooth and rounded the edge really good. I put a varnish on it to seal it and try and keep it clean. Then I drilled a hole in the other end and mounted it to a piece of plywood with a lag bolt. I could then mount it to a tree in my fort that I had hidden in the woods behind my grandparents' house. I knew no one would ever find it there or see me use it. I found that backing onto it and jerking my cock at the same time was a really great feeling. It seemed for the next 2 years that I lived with my grandparents that I would sneak off to my hideout and use my new toy as I jerked off. I had a learning curve where I would try using balloons and rubber gloves or plastic wrap to put over my wooden dildo to try and make it easy to keep clean. I was still a virgin then. I had never had sex with a girl, or a boy for that matter, and I had never even been out with a girl. Needless to say, I was really wondering about my sexuality. I knew I still wanted sex with a girl, but also wanted to try sex with a boy as well, since I saw what I saw at the swimming hole. So you can say, I trained my ass early to accommodate a big dildo or cock, if it was ever to come to that. Fast forward about 17 years and 2 marriages, during which I hid my anal desires and my curiosity about bi-sex, I happened to get a computer and start learning the internet and all it had to offer. I started talking to the women I am married to now in a chat room, and I was not going to hide my desires to be fucked in the ass with a strap-on. I had bought me an 18-inch double-headed dildo that was about 2.5 inches in diameter. I would talk to the woman I am with now on the phone as I would use it in my ass. We would come together. It was some great phone sex. I liked using the double header because I could lay on my back and put it in my ass. I would hold the other end with the heels of my feet and move my hips, and it would pull it in and out about 2-inch strokes. It was enough to get me off while talking to my wife over the phone, listening to her masturbate as well. It was good times. After she moved in with me in 2002 for my 31st birthday, she bought a strap-on, and she used it on me a few times a month. I don't remember what kind it was, but it was the cheaper one because we were both on a tight budget. She and I still enjoy her pegging me to this day, however not as much lately. About 6 years ago, she bought me 2 gifts my birthday. She bought me a 6-inch suction cup-based dildo and an 8-inch suction cup dildo, so I could use them on myself in the shower whenever I wanted and she was not available. Needless to say, I use my shower buddies regularly, and my wife still uses them on me. We no longer have a strap-on harness, but when she pegs me, she just holds it in her hand and does me. Now, I apologize for the long letter, but wanted to try and explain my experiences as best I could. I will also add that me and my wife had explored my desire to be with a man, and we had found a few select men to join us in our bedroom, and I got to experience the feeling of a real cock in my ass. Oh my God, was that a mind-blowing orgasm. To be on my hands and knees eating my wife's pussy as the guy was behind me fucking me was an awesome experience. I just wanted to share that adventure in my story about learning the joys of pegging and anal sex. One more thing. In regards to the episodes of the shame issue and guys being accused of being gay by other guys, my saying is, I can take it like a man. I hope all this makes sense to you, and I hope you're able to read it with all the run-on sentences of bag punctuation and grammar. I really enjoy your podcast. Thank you for providing all the information you do. I will be listening to all of your episodes. This is a great story about finding out about the pleasures that are in your ass at such a young age. Young people are really creative when it comes to figuring out ways to please themselves sexually with the kind of things that they have on hand. I always kind of cringe a little bit when I hear stories like this and think, oh my God, no, you know, use something anal safe to put in your ass. But, you know, where there's a need, there's a way will be found. And that's exactly what you did. It's so great that you had some privacy so you could go out there and experiment and have time on your own and have some lovely sessions of self-pleasuring. And I imagine that it really sort of trained your body to react quite well and to respond with all that pleasure and with orgasms and things from anal stimulation. So you kind of trained yourself to be the ass slut that you are today. And I mean that in the nicest of ways. It's great that you met your wife on the internet too. How fun. So I really appreciate you writing in. And I have to say, I really like your saying, I can take it like a man. Thanks for writing in, sir. Okay, so this next comment was left on my article, How Porn Ruins Pegging, on my Pegging Paradise website. I realize this post is nearly 4 years old, but as I continue to explore Pegging Paradise, I uncover such a treasure of great information and discussion. It's kind of amazing that even though pegging seems to be exploding in internet discussions and tumblers, etc., there is very little pegging depicted as a sensual, hot, fun exploration and experience between couples. I think it would do so much to help eliminate the shame factor if couples could enjoy a hot pegging flick with none of the stereotypes you mention here. I noticed that some companies are exploring a new sensual approach to kink play, such as mild BDSM, through such projects like the Restraint series by New Sensations. But again, it shows the woman being the recipient instead of men enjoying the attentions. Ruby, maybe you need a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe for a sensual pegging series. I don't know. It's pretty amazing that this remains such a misrepresented genre in porn, given the information you've provided and the great discussions here. Well, the sensual pegging crowd is definitely underserved with the current pegging porn choices. That's pretty clear. And of course, I talk about that in that article. You know, you might want to check out makelovenotporn.tv, okay? Because what this is it's like real world porn, and she prefers, the woman who owns this, prefers the word real world as opposed to amateur, because some of these things really don't look very amateur, but they are couples who are normally couples. They're not actors. They're not performers. They are people who have relationships who have decided to make movies because they are exhibitionists and share it with the world. The business model that MakeLoveNotPorn.tv has is, I believe it works that you sign up for it and then you can pay like $5 and you can watch that video, that particular video, for as many times as you want over a period of 30 days. I believe that's how it works. So the last time that I looked into this, I do remember reading an article somewhere where she said some of her top couples, the people who are getting the most rentals and put out the nicest videos, and she pays out every 2 months, I think, and she said that they were receiving five-figure checks. So what an interesting way to be a porn performer. The thing that thrills me about this business model is that it's real. It's real emotions, real arousal, real orgasms. And they do have some pegging videos, which is the reason I brought all this up. So I suggest you check that out. And, you know, as far as the GoFundMe and the Kickstarter, someday I might direct some pegging porn. I would really love to do that. Absolutely. Alrighty, we're going to wrap it up here. There are links on my blog for you to follow me on Twitter at Ruby_writer, on Facebook. I have a profile and a page that gets a thrill every time it gets a new like. You can also subscribe to my blog there, and you can listen to me on iTunes as well. My podcast is available through iTunes, but it's also available through all the various podcast downloader apps, or you can stream it directly from my website at peggingparadise.com. All the different articles that I mentioned that people were commenting on, I'm going to put links on those on my Linkorama. And also all the toys, especially that Fuse toys, the Fuse Harmony. Check those out. If you're listening and you heard the announcement at the beginning about Cyber Monday deals, you still have a few hours left to get in that deal. And if you order $100 worth of things, you will get not only a $40 gift certificate back, plus you get free shipping. So if you've been hankering after some toys, take advantage of that. It is not able to be used in conjunction with the Ruby coupon code for 20% off because you're already getting such a smoking deal for Cyber Monday. So take advantage of that if that's something you want to do. Please call me at 805-500-6544 with anything you want to say, a story, a question, a comment, a fear, a wondering, anything. Or write it down and send it to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you so, so much for downloading and listening. You're the best. Happy pegging.